Where will the economic growth come from?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 37 points at 14,051. The NASDAQ down 0.2%, and the S&P 500 down 0.1%. And those billions of dollars in federal spending cuts that went into effect last week, also known as the sequester, just one of the things that's impacting global markets this morning. Joining us now to discuss is Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the sequester. What's been the impact so far, as you can tell?
Well, not too much in the last couple of days. I mean, I think these cuts are going to be gradual, and for most people, they're really not going to notice it in their daily lives.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, we've got other things going on right now that we can focus on until anybody starts to see an impact from the sequester, and one of them is Italy. There was an election, more than a week ago now, still no government formed. What's the economic impact from that?
That certainly is something that's weighing on markets this morning. There's basically political chaos in Italy, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a quick resolution, which means no government for some time. And that's going to weigh on both confidence and growth in the Eurozone and financial markets more broadly.
And the final thing I want to ask you about, Julia, it comes from China this morning. Some news on the government trying to cool off the housing market over there.
Right. It's a whirlwind global tour of fiscal restraint. Housing is overheating in China. They're going to take some steam out of that. And that means China's going to grow more strongly, but not quite as strongly as we had hoped for.
And so can we still look to China to be an engine of global growth?
I think it's got to be the engine, but it's not going to be the engine that it once was. So I think the overall overriding message here is that global growth is slower than it was in the past.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.